The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Wow, look at that synchronization. We are, in fact, together.
Sitting right next to each other in sunny Stamford, Connecticut today.
Very hot. It was really traumatic getting here. So first of all, guys, it is Saturday. We are in Stamford for work, but we had some scheduling conflicts and couldn't perform on Tuesday, so we're doing it today. Yeah?
We are doing it today. It's our first Grand Prix of the season, which is exciting, and we both arrived late in unison. And I notice these things, it makes me happy. Like, I shouldn't have been happy that I was late, but I saw the cab, like, I was a good half hour late. Like, yeah. It wasn't like I was 10 minutes late. We were in so much traffic, and I was thinking, oh, crap, Johnny's there waiting for me. And I saw the cab leave, and I was like, of course, we would just arrive late together, coming from different areas.
Separate togetherness. It's kind of the ideal for any relationship.
Really?
To be separately together is how I like to roll. Now, for those of you that don't know, the traffic situation, I'm going to talk about it because it really bugged me over the last 20 minutes. We have a big day today. It's our first broadcast of the new season. We are, you know, there's a lot of pressure on us to bring ice skating to American homes. And there's pressure on the skaters, but the traffic. So I watched some kind of man just counting his stacks of money on the train. I took a train up this morning. We stop in New York.
Explain that. You're just sitting next to him and he's...
Well, I was sitting sort of adjacent so I could secretly boomerang him and put him on my Insta story counting his stacks of money.
And were these hundreds?
Were they 50s? 50s and honeys.
Okay.
So I don't know what he does for a living. He was in a very untailored leather Roberto Cavalli pant. And a black sort of sweater, and he had a child with him and also a woman, so I think it was the full family. But still, why would... pretentious. Who counts money on a train?
I don't know, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I also feel like I don't use money anymore. I, like, have credit cards.
Do you have any of
that's not real money,
that
obviously.
Hand money. No, he just had stacks. So he was, you know, I would imagine in cash business of some sort. Whatever that may be. But what the real kicker was, he had a strange scent about him. And then when he stood up to get off in New York, I still had to continue on to Stamford. And he put on a leopard fur coat.
Oh.
So isn't that kind of pimp?
I mean.
Pimp territory.
I don't know, though. Do you think all pimps wear leopard leather coats?
I stared at you right in the eye like you knew what a pimp looked like.
Well, my pimp, Johnny.
Yeah. I'm Tara's pimp. But anyway, we get off the train. Tara was leaving New York. And there is no place that I've ever been in the entire world, whether it's suburban Moscow, Los Angeles, Tokyo. Nowhere has worse traffic than southern Connecticut.
It was bad, and the driver was so nice, but he was one of those late stoppers. Johnny, when we're face-to-face, you guys, should be on, like, video. You need to be seeing this. But anyway,
he was one of those
late stoppers, and I tried to stay calm for the first hour, but then because we were in so much traffic and he was so late, it would just jam on the brakes, and I get, like, car sick. So, you know, I start yawning, and I'm like... By the end, I just, like, gave up trying to be nice. Every time the stop came, I would do this. Oh, God. Oh, Todd, I'm so sick.
Meanwhile, you're full on, you know, risking Todd Cap's skin quality on his arm with your talons.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
how was the rest of your week, by the way?
Well, you know what, guys? This is a hard podcast to do, and I'm not going to lie to all of you. First of all, it's weird to look at you while we're doing it, because usually I have to imagine your face on the back of the microphone. So it's weird to actually see
a
head.
And we're sitting so awkwardly close. I mean, we like to do things like that, but we are awkwardly close.
My head is,
like, really, my neck is really at an angle looking at you.
Let's just look forward. So we record our podcast on Monday or Tuesday. This week it was Tuesday, and it's only Saturday, so not so much has happened since we talked about whatever we talked about in the last podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Fun little day. Todd and I took a picnic.
I saw that happen.
Yeah, And so it looked really sweet on Instagram, you know, but the real story behind the picnic was this. So Todd is off of his job, so it's been nice. He had last week off, and he came out here this week, and he's going to take me to Brown, where he went to school tomorrow, and we're going to do maybe a little, like, Newport action. And
visiting
then,
Michelle Kwan.
You know, see if I could just hang
I like,
out.
I like hitting you with that one. Every time we mention Providence these last two podcasts,
Johnny goes right to
go right for the heart, right to Shelley.
So what's funny, though, is we're like, okay, what are we going to, like, last week, what are we going to do? Let's do some fun things. I obviously wanted to carve a pumpkin. That never happened. I could tell he wasn't into it, but he, why? You're not into carving pumpkins either?
I'm not festive.
Oh, I'm very, I mean, you know this. I was so excited to carve pumpkins and go to a pumpkin patch, but I think he might be surprising me, guys, because he planned this next few days, and like I was like, there are cider mills out there that have the warm donuts, and he's like, I don't know if we'll have time, like, kind of playing it off, where
cool.
It's like, I know something's up, so I'm hoping that we hit up the pumpkin patch, the cider mill, that type of thing. But anyway, I was like, let's go on a picnic today, and we've never gone on a picnic, which, you know, like, in Los
Who
Angeles.
Who does, though?
I mean, I feel like when I grew up in Jersey, my mom and I would, like, go to the park. There were so many parks. And you'd have, like, a picnic, and there'd be, like, a little pond. And, like, in L.A., there's just not that many options
but also
for that
LA,
type of thing.
You celebrate great weather in the East with a picnic.
Right.
I mean, I'd assume. I don't have any sort of semblance of a normal life.
Right.
But I'd assume you go picnicking when it's nice out. But L.A., it's nice all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
so
maybe that's the problem.
And
they just don't have areas for this that are, like, real parks.
They're all dog parks now.
I mean, and they're just like, I don't know. I like the East Coast park feel, and that's not what you get there. But we found this one.
Where are those tar pits at in California?
La Brea,
yeah.
It's kind of far.
I'd like a picnic there.
Yeah, right in the tar pit.
Yeah, right in the middle.
So we find
just
this.
Off myself slowly but surely. I'd rather off myself in a tar pit than eat flies and brie. Anyway, continue with your lover's picnic.
Okay, so I'm so excited, and he's like, you know, I don't know how excited he is for the picnic, because then it's like so much work, you know.
Well,
like, get
there?
All
there were horses and things.
Yeah, it was like this polo field, and they had horses, and you could, you know, take lessons, and it was like, actually, it's in Malibu. It was like Will Roger, whoever that is. They have Will Rogers Beach. I probably should know who he is. I'm assuming he's in the entertainment industry of somewhat.
Right, and on top of that, Rose.
Johnny's looking it up. But
Siri, who is Will Roger?
Here's what I found on the web for who is Will Roger.
From the 1800s until 1935. Let's see. Open, Johnny. Anyway, he's someone. Certainly, he has a Wikipedia page.
Oh, so you
page.
Didn't find anything.
Yeah, I did. William Penn Adair Will Rogers. Born November 4th, 1879. He lived until August 15th, 1935. Was a stage and motion picture actor, a vaudeville performer, American cowboy. What?
American cowboy?
You show me a Marlboro man that I won't enjoy. A humorist, a newspaper columnist, and a social commentator. So basically,
he did a lot.
He did everything that we've done.
Well, anyway, he also has a park, and his house is there, and polo fields. So we went, and, like, it takes a lot. So I'm like, Todd, get all of Dublin stuff, because we took Dubby, so you get all Dub stuff. Then we have to, like, go get food, and I needed a perfect basket and, like, all of this stuff. So it took a while to, like, get this process going. We go and we sit down, and there's swarms of bugs.
Yeah.
And Todd is so funny. He's not great with bugs. He's really, like, you know, I can kind of just, like, power through. He's fidgety. He's, like, he looks like he's taking, like, you know, a convulsion when, like, you see him with a bug. So anyway, we moved, like, places, like, six times.
Well, he's so tall. Isn't that, like, when elephants are scared of mice or something like that? They just, like, the big thing gets so scared of the little thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's him with bugs. And then he sits there, and as we keep moving, and you can tell, like, this is just not, like, one of those, like, we had a bottle of wine. I was like, I don't need the bottle of wine. These bugs are all over. But we actually did. Like, it was one of the best days, because we started laughing hysterically from all of that. And then we tried to take pictures with Dubby, and the bugs were, like, in our face. And it was just a lot of, it was a buggy situation. And then the best part is, we get in the car, and Todd's like I said, he was probably a little bit worse with the bugs than I was. And he's like, we should really go camping. I don't know why, Tara, you always say you don't want to go. I was like, this is exactly why we're did you see us? We couldn't even picnic because there are a few gnats. Like, you want to go, like, go camping?
All right, Ohio. You want to poop in a hole, Todd Cap?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he poops, though. I don't think any of us do, actually. I feel bad for even bringing that up. That's like that's a real normal thing that people do that we just don't. Anyway, hashtag no pooping. Yeah, so the picnic, that just sounded glorious.
I mean,
super happy you went on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did one day. That's all that Todd and I can sort of account for our week together.
Great. Well, I'm trying to think what I did. I mean, a whole lot of nothing, just waiting to die again. No, I was waiting with bated breath for today, for this beginning of our new year. And I started skating again this week, and I took some time off.
How's that going?
Well, I mean, you and I discussed it. I don't think I've discussed it with everyone that listens. But, guys, I suppose skating is kind of like any job. And while I love it, there are times when I just really don't love it at all. And I didn't really have any performances or anything until late winter to get ready for. So through the sort of after I went to Idaho and performed there, I just was really down in the dumps about skating. I couldn't make myself go. It's always late at night and cold. So I was going through this weird, you know, sort of midlife crisis at 33. And, hopefully I'll make it past 65.
You better.
Maybe 70. I'll get there. We'll see. We'll see how far I go. Blaze of glory. So I got back on the ice this week, and it's so hard to ice skate.
We had this conversation, and Johnny's like, skating is so hard. It is really difficult.
Like,
you forget, though, that it really is.
Wow. I mean, I can stand up and I don't feel, you know, sometimes when you get back on the ice and it feels like you
Funny.
Have never
oh,
skated,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like your skates are round or something.
Yes, it doesn't feel good.
I didn't feel like that, but my legs wouldn't work. So I was trying to sort of gather myself, just doing single jumps and double jumps, just sort of getting myself together on the first. I skated twice this week, the first day, and I fell on skating, just pure skating. I fell on a double loop and a double flip. Now, for our non-skaters out there, these are very preliminary sort of jumps to do and to fall on, because I've had a very illustrious career as a triple jumper, and I do not fall on double jumps.
Oh my God.
But the noises I was making to hurl myself into the air at my current girth.
And you know what's funny too is when you're skating with people, like, or people are at the rink, it's somehow when you fall, it seems better. I remember, like, if I'm ever, even now, if I go to skate alone and I try to jump and I fall, when you're alone and there's no one else there and you fall, there's something so much worse about it.
Because,
like, it's
just
like,
let yourself down.
You just, you know, it's like you just feel it so deeply. There's, you kind of look around for a second and you realize no one's there. Yeah. And I just fell on this. And it's just a sad, sad moment.
Whatever artist you're skating around to, whether it's Chris Martin of Coldplay, and down you go. You know, just flat on your ass, down you
didn't
go.
Didn't know it was coming. And
you've disappointed Chris Martin.
Oh, man.
And by osmosis, Gwyneth Paltrow, his ex-wife, and their kid Apple. Like, you've disappointed all of them when you're alone. But anyway, that was a really hard thing to do. I'm sort of into it again because the real skaters are skating again. You always feel that little, like, oh, I'm going to go skate, and it feels good, and I'm still just as pretty as they are. So that happened. I didn't hurt myself, which was a great plus. I triple jumped by my second day before yesterday. So, you know what? Status report, status update, so much to talk about.
So this week, Johnny fell in a few doubles.
Yeah, just Tara went on a buggy picnic.
I went on a picnic.
I mean, other stuff happened, but we have to get into it. Oh, I'm dieting, which is super fun. So
I feel like you are right. Like, when it's the season starts and he sees the other skaters sort of going into to competition, it's like you're getting ready.
Yeah, I mean, I still get so around autumn, and I'd assume this is how people feel when it's back to school time. You get that nervous sensation that runs through your body, and I think I'm still too closely connected to when I was a competitor to be totally rid of this. But as soon as it started to turn cold, I was like, oh, poo. Like, the season's happening. I have to do a run through. I woke up twice in the last 2 weeks thinking I was late for practice. What are you practicing, Johnny? Where are you going? But anyway, like, I really, also we're on television all the time for the rest of the year. So I think it's important that I'm slimmer. So I started dieting and exercising and skating again. But there's this weird, now that we're in television, we can talk about this because it's kind of a beauty secret from us to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a really thin body to work on television, like a lollipop stick. But your face has to still remain full enough that you aren't all wrinkly and sort of forlorn and green looking.
Now, let me just tell you, this is what Johnny thinks. This is not actually the case.
I
had two glasses of wine last night and a steak and some french fries.
Oh, good girl.
With lots of salt, which is bad for my Meniere's disease.
She had about 3 bites total of the food. She finished the wine, though.
I ate all the french fries. I know.
Where'd you go eat?
We just went right across the street to Mastro's, and it was nice. So I'm just putting it out there that this is Johnny's idea of what he needs to look like and not actual truth. And also, Johnny has already, within the last 4 years, probably, I don't know, you would have to tell me, like, your weight probably fluctuates.
Yeah.
I have not noticed you one day that you've ever looked different. And I know you will be like, that is outrageous.
That is outrageous.
I try so hard to.
Filth and lies.
No, this is your skating issues coming forth.
Yeah.
you wouldn't look any different. I promise you. You could eat 5 times more than you do now and you'd look the same.
And the other day I was getting out of my car and it was sort of a hard dismount. Do you ever get out of your car? Well, I mean, you're small and you have an SUV.
I mean, I have to, like, jump out of my car.
You got to jump out of it.
I do a double axel out of my seat.
See, I like to stick with my diving and just do a back pike, you know, sort of 1.5, and land. And I felt my stomach quiver, actually, I think it's a better word. And that's how I knew that the dieting had to start. But I'm doing this new thing where I don't eat anything except RX bars.
I mean, okay, guys, so we need to talk about this. This is a new thing for Johnny and I, RX bars. Boxes and boxes of RX bars. I'm hooked. I know that you replace your meals with them.
Yes.
I do not.
You eat them for fun.
I use them as snacks.
Snacks.
AKA dessert. Have you tried the chocolate sea salt?
Oh, my God.
Or peanut butter?
Glorious. My favorite's the mixed berry. Now, guys, RX bars, we basically stalked them until they would send us free boxes of these.
Yeah, we are hooked, guys.
We're hooked. I had one in an airport, and there's something so satisfying about how chewy they are.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's in the actual bar is written right on the package.
Which
it'll say,
I love. Yeah. I'm also, as I get older, before I never really looked at ingredients, and I know now in, like, today's, like, healthy eating culture, that's, you know, you should be reading your labels. And I feel like now that I'm old, I really do read everything that's in there. And I now get freaked out when I don't see real food listed. And this makes me so happy because,
caramel number 6.
Guys, when you get the bar, literally it just tells you what's in it. And it's so simple. It's like egg whites and 2 dates and 6 almonds. And you're like, okay, there's no BS here.
Yeah.
And I'm being healthy. And it tastes like dessert. Now, there's other flavors, but I obviously just go for the peanut butter and chocolate sea salt because it's candy.
I mean, mixed berry and blueberry are right up my alley. Super fruity, pun intended. And I love them, and I am replacing my meals for a week, and this makes it so easy. Everything is written out on the packaging, what I'm eating, how many of whatever I'm eating. It's very, very perfect for my current diet situation.
Yeah, and it's healthy. There's no added sugar. It's soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free. It's all those free things that you want.
Yeah. But, I mean, the satisfaction I get from chewing it, because there is a nice chewiness to it, and I like a girthy chew.
Well, it's the nuts, the almonds that give it the texture.
Well, there's the crunch in there, but then the actual bar itself is nice and chewy, and I love that. But anyway, guys, because we stalked RX Bar, they decided to partner with Tara and Johnny, the podcast, and offer you guys some, you know, incredible situations that we'd like to tell you about.
Yeah, so here we go. So for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/TJ. And you guys enter the promo code TJ at checkout.
And you get that 25% off, which is awesome. They're perfect for kids' lunches. They're perfect for pretty much everything. And we stand beside RX Bar very proudly, and we're thankful for their support of the podcast. Yeah, all so right. Now that we've gotten through our dieting and our love of our RX bars and stalking things that we enjoy, we have to take a quick break.
Next Sunday, the NFL plays here when the Broncos battle the Chiefs.
Before your team takes the field, catch NFL Live, only on NBC.
Okay, so we're back. What else should we talk about? Should we talk about skating things since it is skating season? Ugh. I mean, we just sort of talked about isms of eating and training.
You're welcome.
It feels so long ago for me, Johnny.
That you skated?
That I trained, which is fabulous. I love it. Well, I mean, I love that I don't even
don't
like
have
really
isms.
Yeah, I don't remember much. It was traumatic. It was, you know,
painful.
Joyous. It was all of those things, but I'm so glad it's over. I'm
high,
so
low, left to the right.
Yeah, I'm so glad like my new job is, you know, in cozy shoes, unless we're wearing the heels for you know,
for
TV.
Looks,
but,
yeah.
You know, just like a headset and a microphone.
Us.
And my Uggs just under our table. It's just in my chocolate bar, you know, on our desk. Like, that is, this is the life.
Todd Capp's WhatsApp open to open to where it needs to be. I mean, now we're preparing for pregnancy, though, which is a whole new kind of job.
Wait, pregnancy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm preparing for Tara's pregnancy.
I've already started taking
my fish oil.
About pregnancy, and it's scaring me.
Well, I had my labia checked out last week. Everything's fine. If I can help in any way, I'm here for you. I just want to let
you
know.
We're not even there yet.
I know, but still, I want to be prepared.
So what's funny is, talking about kids, my good girlfriend Jill, she was at my wedding. You might remember her. She has an adorable little six-month-old baby.
Half a year. Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, found out that they asked me to be godmother, which is super exciting. And they stayed in L.A. this past week with us. Mm. And the baby is so good that, like, Todd and I, you know, when the parents walk away, we have these discussions. Like, wow, the baby's really, like, this isn't hard. Like, this would be so easy. Like, there's, and then all of a sudden you hear the baby crying, or you see how much stuff they have, or
how much,
like,
poo is on their neck,
or, like,
for no
what
reason.
Their experience was at the airport. You know, like, I time my trip to the airport. So I arrive literally 10 minutes before boarding. And, like, there is, like, a method to the way that I travel. Like, can you imagine having a child? You have to go. You have all these things. It's just a process.
I can. You know me. I'm a 4-hour early kind of person.
I know. I mean, you'll be fine. And you're packing the week before. You're at the airport a week early.
The mess I won't be cool with. I mean, Toma having the fleas last week really just threw me for a tailspin. If it was a kid and they had sort of mumps or whatever mm-hmm. kids get, chicken poxes? Chicken pox. Chicken pox. if that happened, you know, I would just off myself, just pure hanging off the balcony. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. It's
I mean,
my
it's
fault.
A lot of work, but the baby is so, like, Liv was so cute, and I would be holding her, and, like, Todd and I are just sitting in the, like, living room together, like, taking care of her, holding her.
Now, is her name Olivia, or is it Liv? Three letters.
Just
okay.
L-I-V.
See, that's why Ava's going to be kind of perfect. And, yeah. Like, all your friends need three
yep.
three-letter names.
So what was great, though, is, like,
the.
I did get the. Meet the Kapustashi.
the Lipinski Kapustashi.
So, but there are moments where I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Like, I cannot wait to have a baby, and it's gonna, like, look like Todd, and it's gonna look like me, and it's gonna be this little creature that we create, and it's so exciting. And we I know Todd, like, would be feeling the same thing. And then, like, 10 minutes later, we just look at each other and be like, but not yet.
No, I feel like there definitely is something to be said for enjoying your lives together before inviting a third person.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm prepared for kids. Don't know how I'm prepared, but I just am. I mean, the labia check was great. I started to get ready for fall this week because, you know, it's chilly. Well, not today, but it's chilly on the East Coast now.
Yeah, I mean, it's still really nice, though. I was expecting, you told me, oh, it's so cold. And I was like, okay, I brought my parka. It's 75 degrees out, guys.
Yeah, so I've
Johnny
gotten,
lies.
I've gotten some weird looks. Well, first of all, we have to save our faces. And mine, just over the last couple of weeks, with the pilot I shot, plus the lip sync challenge, the voice.
The voice. When you were on The Voice.
Yeah, we're on The Voice.
You were so good.
So the makeup really tore my face up. So Full acne. I went in for a beta peel at the beginning of this week. Then it dried me out, so I just had acne and flaky skin for the whole week. Plus, we have this broadcasting thing to do as our day job. So I was trying to protect my voice all week. And in the mornings, it's been cold, and I'm up and at 'em, George McAdam, first thing in the morning. And so I had these, like, scarves on all week. So I arrived at my trainer, and she's like, really, Nanook?
I know. I mean, it's 75 degrees
Jackie
out.
Saw my Insta story, and she wrote me, she said, just FYI, it's 75 degrees.
Yeah.
And I'm in full, like, gnome hat and scarf
yeah,
up to my nose.
Yeah, you told me. You were like, Tara, it's chilly.
Well, it was
chilly.
And I was
like, what coat?
Like,
and
for a minute.
It's not.
I mean, your little leather one should be fine. It's got to wait until the morning.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about brown. I'm excited to go see Todd's school.
Every time you mention that, I still have no idea really what it is. It takes me a minute to remember that it's a school.
Yes, it's a school.
College.
he did so well.
Did he win college?
I think he pretty much won at college.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're coming back to New York, and guess what? We're seeing Hamilton.
That
means Amanda and Josh
to me.
Are in town, so.
Isn't that the hardest thing to get into, that show?
Hamilton?
Yeah.
It's, I'm saying the play.
I know. Isn't that really hard to get to?
Oh, I thought you.
Oh, no,
I
not
thought
college.
You meant, like,
no, not
no,
college.
No. I thought you meant, like, it was a TV show that it was hard to, like, get
to
into.
Get on?
Yeah, like, to, like.
It's a hard school to get into, the Hamilton. So I heard that.
So, never mind.
Guys, we're still waking
yes,
up.
Yes, it's very hard to get into the musical.
So very hard to get into Hamilton the musical. Guys, this is the one gay gene that I did not get at birth, was that I don't like Broadway. I don't go to shows. Even concerts bother me.
Oh, I love concerts. I love Broadway. I love going places.
I hate groups.
Yeah,
I hate
Johnny hates people.
Crowds and people, yeah. I'm just going to live on this little iceberg just somewhere in Antarctica. No, but that's what deters me, like the talk singing of Broadway. And then I went down the street. You know, that kind of singing, telling a story bothers me.
Could you see us doing a Broadway play together, just like a two-man show?
Yeah, but good luck getting me the actual performance. Crowds.
I mean, it is interesting if you think about it, but I love Broadway.
I saw Billy Elliot on Broadway because Billy Elliot just is my heart song. It makes me feel good. So I went to see it when it was a thing. And, you know, the flying and the... The talk singing, it just bothers me.
I don't
but
know.
Good for
it
you
changed
going to
my,
Hamilton.
Like, back in the day, I must have been, I mean, I'm probably going to get my age wrong. I probably was 16 or 17 when Rent first came out. And that changed my life. I was so obsessed.
I'm a misfit trying to survive.
It was so good. And, like, the soundtrack, I mean.
What is that 22 minute,
you
1600
didn't even, yeah,
hour
you didn't
thing?
Like that song?
No, girl.
Oh,
no.
My goodness. Are you kidding me?
No.
Uh-uh. I had that on repeat.
No, girl. There's one Hairspray song I liked. I did see Hairspray when it came out because I was seeing a boy at the time that knew about Broadway and how to do it. It pretty much just wrecked me for my whole life because I was like, oh, my God. But there was one song that I loved from Hairspray.
What about dating, Johnny? Is there anything new?
Well, the other night on Ambien, I I downloaded two new apps, and I promptly deleted them first thing in the morning. So there was one called Plenty of Fish, which apparently has a high success rate, because I Googled them. It's not just like, oh, well, here's my nipple pictures. Enjoy. Go on a date with me. So I downloaded Plenty of Fish, didn't even create a profile, deleted it. And then there was another one called The Elite or something. It was The Elite League or The Elite something. And
it's
a
douchey name.
It's a real douchey name. but they're all douchey. Like Raya. I've talked about it on the podcast and to you before about Raya. It's the one where a board approves you.
That's
and
weird.
If you can go on it, it's very LA based. So a lot of the people are in LA or New York, which, you know, isn't a problem. I'm around a lot. I can meet somebody for a drink and then we'll see where it goes from there. But it is just so foreign to me to go through an app to actually meet someone that you're going to end up with. I keep my eyes peeled at the grocery store,
yeah.
At CVS.
I hope it happens like in such an unexpected, amazing way for you.
At
it
synagogue,
will.
I mean, just wherever I can find a dude in real life that you hit it off and you can smell him. I don't need to see your perfectly curated pictures.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. But there's a new app that I heard about. I don't know the name of it, but I thought it was the most bizarre thing. It's in your area. So
guys, none of these people sponsor us, by the way, so don't get the idea that you should go use them. We're just talking stories.
So there is an app where you pick, like, your top three restaurants that you like. Like, the three that you frequent the most, or I think they say it's the three that you would go to on a date. So it's not just like matching up with one. I think you have to kind of match up with three restaurants, if I'm correct.
What are your three? Mm.
Here, 100% in New York, La Artusi.
Let's just do our three worldwide.
Okay. La Artusi, Capo in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. Best Italian. I don't know if you've ever been.
I haven't. I need
to. You have to go.
Just how your eyes just moved.
Yeah. Just like
darted around.
So exciting. And then I would say maybe R&D Kitchen for the chicken sandwich that I really do. It's the best chicken sandwich on earth, guys. So if you live in Los Angeles, you need to go to R&D Kitchen and get the Ding's crispy chicken sandwich.
Nice.
It is stupid. It is so good that that's my third.
Yeah, I think I'm all about Cipriani, mm-hmm. always and forever. Cipriani downtown, that's my favorite Cipriani. Then Marivana, Russian restaurant in New York. Not
fun.
So much for the food's great, but not so much for that, but more for the ambiance and the fun of it.
Yeah, the atmosphere is so fun.
And my third one, I don't know. I like the Warm Nuts in First Class.
So that's where you want your date?
Yeah.
But how weird is that? But actually, it's kind of brilliant because it probably says a lot about things you like.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. I'm sure there's big missing parts of life that you're not getting when you decide to match up with someone based on the restaurant you like.
I'll go anywhere that has Sancerre. So I'm an easy date. But yeah, there's nothing new on the dating front. And now that we're busy on the weekends for, you know, the foreseeable future, God knows what's going to happen. But I'm super eyes wide open.
Good.
I was going to say wide open. It sounded filthy. But, you know, eyes wide open about the whole thing. But I'm not actively hunting.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Not on the hunt.
I am perfect on my own. I'm happy on my own if somebody can fulfill me in some way and also have, you know, a job. Any job will do. Just a job.
Just a job.
You know, I've had some people in my life before that did not. And it's
a
real...
It's a requirement.
It's a real strain on me.
At this point, you don't need to add any more pressure.
Yeah, my Hermes habit and, you know, providing for flea wash for my dog. Just sorry, back off. Sorry, I can't afford you. You don't have a job? Bye. Girl, bye. So basically the same as everyone else.
Agreed. All right, Johnny. Well, you know what, guys?
We have
to go to hair and makeup. It's time to commentate. This podcast will come out after we've already voiced over Cup of Russia.
But you have this weekend's coverage on NBC to look forward to of another competition.
Skate Canada.
Not sure what time it's going to be on. Do you want me to get look at that?
No, guys?
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you later. We'll tell you later. But it's on NBC on Sunday. So just, you know, scroll through.
You'll check your local
listings. Any time from probably 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It could be 2 in the morning. They did that a few times to us last year. But, it all depends on the football area, football games. Enjoy the area. The football in your area. Because, if you live in Chicago Market, for example, and Da Bears are playing, you're going to see Da Bears, not Da Ice Skating.
Wait, real quick, before we get on, do you watch basketball at all? No. Just football.
I watch football. Go Wentzy and go Tommy and Gronk.
There was a Cavs and Celtics game that Todd was watching, and I was, just sitting there watching.
Todd is an awesome basketballist.
He is. This player broke his foot or his tibia or something. Like, literally.
Through the skin?
Johnny, it was on backwards. He landed.
Oh, like that gymnast in Rio.
Oh,
the French
God.
Gymnast.
Yeah,
remember that?
It was so bad. I was screaming.
Couldn't look away.
And this guy was a beast. Like, didn't even. Just sitting there with his leg on backwards. Just,
chill.
You know.
Well, imagine the
I
shock
was like,
you're in.
Oh, my God. Anyways, that was,
anyways.
Was horrifying.
I
want to end on a note
really
like that.
Note. Well, I'd like to end on a note, too. So, guys, since our scheduling got a bit messed up, we're going to hold on to the fan call topic that we gave you last week. So we're looking for real estate disasters, house hunting, miracles, you know, any crazy story you have about real estate and your journey. To home ownership or rentership or whatever it might be. We're just looking for fun stories since Tara and I are both sort of hunting for homes at the moment. Mm-hmm. You can email us at Tara and Johnny fan call with a K, @gmail.com. And, of course, you can always interact with us on our social media at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, and at Tara and Johnny. Guys, sadly, we've come to the end of a very special relationship that Tara and I really covet, and Tara and I so appreciate. But our producer, Jason Grohman, is moving on to alleged greener pastures, and he's leaving us. And we just wanted
to
say
we're going to miss him.
We're going to miss him, and we such a huge thank you for helping us into this podcasting world, for always editing us to sound our best, for making great mixtapes for all of our promos, right?
You started us off.
Yeah.
You brought us into the podcast world.
Yeah, Jason, we're so appreciative to you. We love you, and we wish you all the best in your next endeavors.
We'll miss you.
We're so thankful to the many trillions of you that enjoy our voices every week. That can.
I like watching you say it. Cause usually I just hear it, but you're
do you see how much I roll my eyes?
Yeah, and the nod, and like just the, you know, the serious tone you take.
Well, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we appreciate and love them. You know, it's not my fault. I'm a fool in love. All right, guys, we love you so much. And until next time, bye.
According to the Constitution, Bill, what's the proper term for our form of government?
At the moment, shaky. Or will you accept?
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.